Working with children who have been abused and neglected can be stressful, and it's one reason the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services says its employees leave. So DFACS has asked Georgia State University to help caseworkers cope. WBE's Tazim Shama reports.
The director of Georgia State School of Social Work, Brian Bride, developed a scale to measure what's called secondary traumatic stress. It's like PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, but
instead of being directly traumatized or directly experiencing a traumatic event, you experience it through someone else's telling of their traumas.
Bride says his research found it affects a third of child welfare workers and can lead to nightmares, heart palpitations, and mood disorders. The training will focus on ways to identify and treat secondary traumatic stress in caseworkers and teach them how to take care of their mental health and avoid burnout. Earlier this month, Governor Nathan Deal approved an average 19% pay raise, bumping up the starting salary of caseworkers to $28,000. It's an effort to reduce the 35% turnover rate. DFACS says it wants to train all 2,000 supervisors and case managers across the state. The training is expected to last a year and a half. Tazim Shama, WABE News.